Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. Today on The Dark Side of Inside the World of Elizabeth Holmes, how the disgraced Theranos founder styled herself on Steve Jobs, spoke in a fake baritone, and told people her husky was a wolf, and captivated old, powerful men who invested millions before her entire empire collapsed. We're going to dive deep into the verdict and to the life of Elizabeth Holmes today on The Dark Side of...
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of...
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you are listening to the show, or follow, or whatever it's called in your current app. And if you like the show, become a supporter. A Darksider is what we call them. Go to our website, go to darksidepod.com, or go to Patreon and search Dark Side of... And $5 a month gets you access to all the episodes, advanced episodes, all of the archive, all of it commercial free. So you can binge away on it anytime you'd like. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the show. And here we are, another big verdict that we've been waiting for coming in. And we're going to take a deeper look into her world as well, and some of the inconsistencies, the weirdness that was going on that may kind of point to there's something not right here.
I have to, full disclosure here, I have to tell you, I have been, as you know, obsessed with this case. And I don't exactly know why, because it's not like I'm anybody who's normally obsessed with this sort of thing. But there's just something about her I find interesting, and just the whole... I don't know, because part of it's a con. Then is it a con? I don't know. There's just a lot of nuances to this case that I just find very interesting.
There is. And what I haven't heard yet, maybe it's in this piece that we're going to kind of work our way through from the Daily Mail on today's episode, is the speculation on the time, or what are the possibilities here for the sentencing. Do you know any of that?
Oh, they said that she could get up to 20 years on each count that she was convicted on, and she was convicted on 4. So she could get up to 80 years.
Consecutive or?
Well, that's hard. You don't
know. That's interesting.
Until she gets sentenced.
Okay.
Wow. But hell, by then, you know, they're going to find some reason to appeal it. But I don't know. It's an interesting case because we'll get into that.
Yeah.
We'll get into it as you go.
Let's jump into it here. It will go this, like I said, this article, the story, I thought it was a really interesting read and look at it. It's from the Daily Mail. Elizabeth Holmes, the 37-year-old disgraced founder of Theranos, has been convicted of 4 fraud charges for deceiving investors of $9 billion and for bilking thousands of patients with inaccurate and false medical reports. Holmes, a Stanford University dropout who founded Theranos in 2003 at age 19, duped thousands of patients with bogus claims her biotech startup company could conduct a full range of medical tests using blood from a simple finger prick. She was convicted of 4 fraud counts on Monday night and cleared of 4 others. Jurors were unable to decide verdicts on the 3 remaining charges she faced, with prosecutors now able to retry Holmes on those counts if they wish to. She was at one point the youngest female billionaire in the United States. Harold is the next Steve Jobs for revolutionizing lab testing with a proprietary blood analysis device nicknamed Edison. Silicon Valley unicorn startup raised $900 million and had more than 800 employees. Her company was more valuable than Uber, Spotify, and Airbnb. With her trademark heavy eyeliner, rimmed eyes, bleached blonde hair, red lipstick, and Steve Jobs-like black turtleneck, Elizabeth Holmes swanned through boardrooms, TED Talks, and investor meetings as a new darling of Silicon Valley. Early investors included powerhouses like Rupert Murdoch, Larry Ellison, Jim Walton, Robert Kraft, and the DeVos family office. Sitting on the board of directors were former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, alongside former Secretary of Defense General Jim Mattis, the CEO of Wells Fargo, and CDC Director William Foges. She graced the covers of countless magazines, including Fortune, Bloomberg, Business Week, Forbes, New York Times, Style Magazine, and was named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people of 2015. What nobody knew is that her disruptive technology didn't work. The Edison was touted as a magical mini lab that could process over 240 tests from cholesterol to cancer within 1 hour. Instead, blood tests were often secretly conducted on third-party commercial machines made by Siemens. And unbeknownst to investors and patients, when results did come back from the Edison, they were inconsistent, flawed, or flat-out false. Then it all came crashing down in 2018. The shortcomings of Theranos technology were exposed, and its $10 billion evaluation was worth less than zero overnight. Operations were shut down, and Holmes was charged with 11 counts of fraud. After multiple delays due to the COVID-19 pandemic and Holmes' pregnancy, the trial finally kicked off in August of 2021. Revealing a series of bizarre lies and baffling stories about the persona she perpetuated. She is a pathological liar. She wanted to be celebrated as a tech entrepreneur. She wanted to be rich and famous, said Wall Street Journal writer John Carreyrou, who spent years investigating Elizabeth Holmes. From her underlying obsession with Steve Jobs to stories of how Theranos employees chanted fuck you in the company-wide meetings, to a trove of steamy texts with COO Sonny Balwani, a fake baritone voice, and the inexplicable insistence that her dog is a wolf. Here is the weird world of Elizabeth Holmes that we're about to dive into tonight on The Dark Side of. Thoughts thus far as we kind of touched on the beginnings or the origin story of Elizabeth Holmes.
I just have so many thoughts, or as Elizabeth Holmes would say, I have so many thoughts, because that's kind of how she talks.
I have so She's many thoughts. She's kind
of down there.
I talk like this now.
Because I don't know why, like, she would, in fact, when she talks, at the end of most of her sentences, they kind of go up.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of go up at every single thing I say. I never used to talk like this.
I think that I'm fascinated by her because I do think she had an idea. And if it had worked, it probably could have revolutionized things. You could, with one drop of blood, a pinprick of blood, you could run 240 tests, which seems weird to me. Like, you could run that many tests on one drop of blood, but somehow you could do that. And she was really good at telling, like, I think maybe the idea was legit and she really thought it was doable. And so to me, there's nothing illegal about that.
What's
you
it?
Have a great idea.
Yeah.
You, I mean, look at the Steve Jobs or the people who started any startup company, Uber. You know, it's a great idea. We're going to get people to drive their own cars and, you know, we'll make money off of that. And so that's what was so fascinating about this whole thing, was the fact that she started the company and the company failed didn't make her a criminal. That happens every day. It's what happens, like, how did you raise the money? And, you know, were you not truthful in what you were telling people. Did you know that the equipment wasn't working?
Mm-hmm.
All those things. And it's really interesting because I've been following a podcast like Faithful. Even today, I'm like, wait a minute. They had the final episode this week. I totally forgot about it. I've been busy. And it's fascinating. So they, you know, so I've been week by week by week listening to this deep dive into the trial. And it was really interesting because even when she was on stand, and she was on the stand for a long time, like something stupid, like 40 hours. I don't know if it was that, but it was a long time. But like they would ask her something and she would never say no or yes. It would be, I don't remember that. Or that's not how I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't believe that's how it happened. But she never came out. Very, very infrequently did she ever give a yes or a no. It would be like, that's not how I remember it. So it seemed very calculated, almost like maybe if you say it like that, that's not exactly lying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everything was like that. That's not how I remembered it.
Yeah.
So that seems kind of calculated. But even the jurors said that she was charming. Like they all mm-hmm. found her charming. Everybody seems to find her charming.
And that's kind of, I think that's how they can get away with some of the things that they get away with. So they just, you know, that's kind of the path that they tread. I think it's like once you, you know, discover, oh, I can push the envelope this far, you know, people kind of keep going and going and going.
I think part of the problem with her as well is that it was a lot of money, substantial amount of money. But at the same time, she's getting this massive attention and becoming the it girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she kind of got wrapped up in being that person because
mm-hmm.
people were idolizing her. You know, she was the next Steve Jobs and that's exactly who she wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has something to do with it. And I mean, imagine like, I'm assuming her family had some money. I don't know. But now all of a sudden to be valued at like, be a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, and she's more than likely living like a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
You get caught up in that.
Sure.
And so maybe had it not gotten so big so fast, because I highly doubt she expected that.
Yeah.
At the beginning, but I got a feeling at some point in it, she saw that as a possibility.
Yeah.
And then that was the driving factor.
Starts to you think she was kind of believing her own myth?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. I do think she's charming and all of those things. But, you know, it's, you know, when everybody around you is just idolizing you and you're on the cover of magazines and you're speaking at big conferences as the keynote speaker.
And you're 19.
Yeah. I mean, well, she started when she was 19. Yeah. So maybe when the big stuff was happening, she's like 25.
Ooh.
She's 25. And so, yeah, how can you not get wrapped up in that?
Sure.
And so I think that was a lot of it. I don't think that when she started the company, that she started it to defraud people. I really, really, really don't.
Sure.
I really thought that. I think that she had an idea that, you know, they thought they could do.
Mm-hmm.
I think they figured out that they couldn't. And that's where they started getting in some trouble.
Yeah.
But it's just, but I think, you know, money and power, that's what happens.
I agree.
They caught up.
It's amazing what can happen. Let's continue into the story here. According to former employees, Elizabeth Holmes saw herself as the female version of Apple CEO Steve Jobs. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.